This local and regional news update is brought to you exclusively by Liberty Bank at 12th and Main in Batesville, the bank that's open from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Authorities responding to a call about a burning pickup truck found two bodies in the vehicle. Pulaski County Sheriff's Office spokesman John Ruhrauer says the bodies that were found were charred beyond recognition. He says one body was found in the pickup's bed, the other in the cab's passenger compartment. He said there's little reason for anyone to be in the area where the bodies were found. Good news in Conway. The new Hewlett-Packard plant is opening there. The 150,000-square-foot facility is opening today. That's after workers spent nearly the past year in temporary space at Little Rock. HP announced the move to Conway in June of 2008 and said nearly 2,000 workers would be hired. The company is still looking to hire about 1,000 of those employees at salaries starting at above $40,000 a year. Independence County's Christmas Brings Hope program was completed this week with over 1,200 boxes sent out to Independence County residents. Chairman Ted Hall.
If I happen to miss a box, Harold Wilson's going to be out at the fairgrounds today from 1 to 2, mm-hmm. and we have a few boxes left over. So if we happen to miss you, they can come out there and Harold will be out there as long as they got their card or they can explain to us why they didn't get a box, whatever, mm-hmm. we'll let them have it. So
more boxes than usual.
Yes, around 1,210 boxes actually went out, which is really our highest number we've had since I've been doing it.
Christmas Brings Hope Chairman for Independence County, Ted Hall.
Now you can do your banking anytime, anywhere. Mobile banking from Liberty Bank of Arkansas gives you instant access to your accounts right from your phone. Using your web browser of your mobile device, go to liberty2go.com. That's with the number 2. Log on to view account details, history, and make immediate transfers. Mobile banking from Liberty Bank will help you manage your time and your money. Visit liberty2go.com today and get started banking on the go. That's real banking, only at Liberty Bank of Arkansas. Member FDIC.
Good news for Pocahontas. A business is planning to add at least 30 more employees. That's after receiving a state grant and money from the city. Mayor Gary Crocker says Pinnacle Frame and Accents has guaranteed at least 30 new jobs at its plant where picture frames are made. The state education department is preparing a standardized teacher evaluation system for school districts statewide. The department says a standard evaluation would provide a way to assure quality among teachers and to help teachers continue to learn. Most schools already have a system in place. A popular air show that draws nearly 200,000 people a year and provided by the Arkansas Air National Guard's 188th Fighter Wing has been canceled for this year. Guard officials say scheduling conflicts combined with an arduous training and inspection schedule during the next year led officials to cancel that show. A construction materials company in Hope, Arkansas is laying off 60 workers for an unspecified amount of time starting January 22nd. That will leave CMC Joist and Deck with just over 80 employees. A Hempstead County official says the company plans to call back those who are laid off. And Dateline Mountain Home, where the Baxter County Sheriff's Office says alcohol was apparently a factor when two Mountain Home residents fell from a White River bluff last week near Norfolk. The fall killed 37-year-old Charles Raglan and injured 40-year-old Elizabeth Hubbard. The case is still under investigation. And on the local and regional scene, that brings you right up to date. Gary B. This local and regional news update has been brought to you exclusively by Liberty Bank in Batesville. The bank with same-day posting, no matter the time of transaction.